Hey, kitten, you ever fantasize about a strong, sweaty man working hard just for you? Dion's been fixing fences all day, but Cadlin is about to give him something a little more satisfying than a cold drink. So get comfy, close your eyes, and imagine the sound of boots on the floor and her knees hitting it right after. The sun was setting over the backyard, casting a warm amber light across the patio. Dion had been out there all afternoon, shirtless, of course, fixing the old garden fence with his sleeves rolled up and sweat glistening on his skin. Catalina watched him from the kitchen window, sipping iced tea and biting her lip. He was dirty, sweaty, rough around the edges, and she wanted him. By the time Dion stepped inside, boots clunking on the hardwood floor, she was waiting, perched on the edge of the sofa in a soft pink satin robe, just barely tied at the waist. "Well, hey there," he drawled, wiping sweat from his brow. "Didn't know I had an audience." Catalina smiled, slow and sweet. "Hard not to stare when you're walking around like a cowboy calendar." Dion chuckled, pulling off his hat and tossing it on the hook by the door. "I was just helping out." She stood and sauntered towards him, letting the robe slide off one bare shoulder. "Mm-hmm. And how do we usually thank people around here, cowboy?" Dion raised an eyebrow. "That depends. You planning to write me a thank you note or something?" "No." Catalina tugged him by the belt, her voice dropping to a sultry purr. "I was thinking something a little more hands-on." She pushed him gently against the wall, lips grazing his neck. Dion's hands found her hips, pulling her flush against him. "You're real pretty, darling," he murmured, his eyes dark with want. "And you," she whispered, "about to get your reward." Catalina dropped to her knees, fingers working open his belt, then the button, then the zip. Dion let out a low groan as she freed him, her warm breath ghosting over his length. She looked up at him through thick lashes. "Just relax, cowboy." Her lips wrapped around him, slow and deliberate, taking him deep. Dion's head tipped back, one hand gripping her hair, the other bracing against the wall. "Fuck, Catalina." She bobbed slowly, tongue swirling, teasing him with long, wet strokes. His hips twitched, but she pinned him in one place with one hand against his thigh, setting her own pace, slow, hungry, in control. "God damn," he groaned. "You're gonna ruin me." She pulled back with a wet pop and smirked. "Not yet." Catalina stood, let the robe fall to the floor, and led him to the couch. She straddled him, grinding down against him with a soft moan. "You've been working so hard," she breathed, lowering herself onto him inch by inch. "Let me do the rest." Dion's hands gripped her waist as she began to move, slow, sensual rolls of her hips that had him gasping. She rode him like she'd been wanting all day to break him in, skin against skin, moans muffled by kisses, the couch creaking beneath them. "Faster," he growled. Catalina obeyed, bouncing, grinding, fucking him like he was hers to use. He came with a strangled cry, hips jerking as she milked every drop from him. She collapsed against his chest, breathless and satisfied. Dion laughed, chest heaving. "I might start fixing more shit around here if that's the thank you I get." Catalina smirked against his skin. "Good. I've got a whole to-do list." That cowboy earned every second of it. But Catalina's just getting started. And if Dion keeps putting in the work, well, there's always more where that came from. So next time, she might just bring out the rope. Sweet dreams.